Chapter 20. Curda pointed with her sabre at the rock sticking up in the distance, framed purple by the setting sun.
What is that island called?
Plug Firetail had already seen it. He did not even turn to look at Peace Island.
That ain't no island. 'Tis nought but a big rock sticking up out of the main. A big lump of stone, that's all.
The ferret princess kept her sword pointed at the object.
You will sail over there. I want to see it, Yar.
Slitfang was on duty as steer's beast. Plug gave him a look.
Keep us steady on course. I'm the captain of the sea scab.
He turned his attention back to Curda.
Your daddy didn't say nothing about stopping to look at rocks. My job is to get you to Mossflower Country and catch those runaways if and we spot them. Now, why don't you let me get on with me job? Go and listen to the crew entertaining themselves on a fo'c'sle head. Run along now. There's a good little missy.
The pure ferret's eyes blazed scarlet in the setting sun rays.
One day I cut out your insolent tongue, freebooter.
Seething with rage, she strode off to the forecastle of the big ship. Plug grinned at Slitfang.
That proud little beauty frightens me to death.
Prince Blad was seated amidst the crew. Tazen and Grubbage had their paws around his shoulders, teaching him an old freebooter ditty.
Ho, 'tis nice to be a villain, what all honest creatures fears, and terrorise the beast for miles around. This scringing male for mercy is music to me ears. I as baddens loves to hear that mournful sound.
A weasel twiddled the last two words on a one-string fiddle as the freebooter crew echoed them soulfully.
Mournful sound!
A sea rat with a ribbon-braided beard took the next verse.
Listen, mate, I'm telling you, we're a dirty, desperate crew. Each with a cloud of flies around his head. Filthy fox and fatty ferret and old stinky weasel too. We're enough to fill an honest soul with dread.
With dread.
He threw his paw affectionately around another sea rat.
Look at my old matey here. We calls him Ripper Rat. With one tail, one eye and half a greasy ear. Burnt down his grandpa's house. Now what do you think of that? Just because his granny called him here, sweet dear.
Sweet dear.
Ripper smiled bashfully. Pointing at another crew beast, he sang.
It's like this bully here, Scummy Stout's his given name. He's never had a bath, he's proud to say. Till one day far at sea, fell in the watery main, and the fishes all jumped out and ran away.